Section 77. Revelation addressed to the high priests, given through Joseph Smith, Jr. at Hiram, Portage County, Ohio, March 1832. It is concerned with the establishment of a storehouse and the care of the poor, both in the Kirtland area and in Zion. The unusual names found in this and other revelations were probably used to hide the identity of the men and places mentioned from the enemies of the church. The Lord spake unto Enoch, saying, Hearken unto me, saith the Lord your God, who are ordained unto the high priesthood of my church, who have assembled yourselves together, and listen to the counsel of him who has ordained you from on high, who shall speak in your ears the words of wisdom, that salvation may be unto you in that thing which you have presented before me, saith the Lord God. For verily I say unto you, the time has come, and is now at hand. And behold, and lo, it must needs be that there be an organization of my people in regulating and establishing the affairs of the storehouse for the poor of my people, both in this place and in the land of Zion, or in other words, the city of Enoch. For a permanent and everlasting establishment and order unto my church, to advance the cause which ye have espoused to the salvation of man, and to the glory of your Father who is in heaven, that you may be equal in the bands of heavenly things. Yea, and earthly things also, for the obtaining of heavenly things. For if ye are not equal in earthly things, ye cannot be equal in obtaining heavenly things. For if you will that I give unto you a place in the celestial world, you must prepare yourselves by doing the things which I have commanded you and required of you. And now verily thus saith the Lord, it is expedient that all things be done unto my glory, that ye should who are joined together in this order. Or in other words, let my servant Ahashda, and my servant Gazellum, or Enoch, and my servant Pelagorum, sit in council with the saints which are in Zion. Otherwise Satan seeketh to turn their hearts away from the truth, that they become blinded, and understand not the things which are prepared for them. Wherefore, a commandment I give unto you to prepare and organize yourselves by a bond or everlasting covenant that cannot be broken. And he who breaketh it shall lose his office and standing in the church, and shall be delivered over to the buffetings of Satan until the day of redemption. Behold, this is the preparation wherewith I prepare you, and the foundation and the ensample which I give unto you, whereby you may accomplish the commandments which are given you, that through my providence, notwithstanding the tribulation which shall descend upon you, that the church may stand independent above all other creatures beneath the celestial world, that you may come up unto the crown prepared for you, and be made rulers over many kingdoms, saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Zion, who hath established the foundations of Adam on the Ammon, who hath appointed Michael your prince, and established his feet, and set him upon high, and given unto him the keys of salvation under the counsel and direction of the Holy One, who is without beginning of days or end of life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye are little children, and ye have not as yet understood how great blessings the Father has in his own hands and prepared for you, and ye cannot bear all things now. Nevertheless, be of good cheer, for I will lead you along. The kingdom is yours, and the blessings thereof are yours, and the riches of eternity are yours. And he who receiveth all things with thankfulness shall be made glorious, and the things of this earth shall be added unto him even 100-fold, yea more. Wherefore, do the things which I have commanded you, saith your Redeemer, even the Son Ammon, who prepareth all things before he taketh you. For ye are the church of the firstborn, and he will take you up in the cloud, and appoint every man his portion. And he that is a faithful and wise steward shall inherit all things. Amen.